This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Jason, welcome back.
Smiles, everyone. Smiles.
Cheers on the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. All you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my love and one man show. Whoa, 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 let's hear it for the boy.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her very own totally nude soup-only restaurant, ladies and gentlemen, queen of the tomato basil. Alexis Thompson.
That sounds really good right now, doesn't it, guys?
It does, actually.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Sans clothes, man. You need to warm up.
Yeah,
chilly out there. Good morning, Tom McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you on this Monday, October 23rd, 2017, coming up on 532. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the extravaganza that is our broadcast. And welcome to a brand new week and your first sip of coffee.
Oh, yes.
Good morning and cheers. Good
cheers.
Morning.
Cheers.
Let me take some of this. I need this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. That's now we're cooking with gas.
Is that it?
Now we're cooking.
No fire?
No, okay. We're cooking with gas today.
All right.
We're only cooking with gas. All but anyway, how's everybody doing? Lex, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah.
You doing pretty good?
Yeah. I saw a beautiful double rainbow last night.
Whoa.
I saw your photograph.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It was so incredible that we stopped on the freeway. We're on I-90.
Yeah.
It's like, Angel, stop. We need to just take this in.
Did you take it in?
Yeah, we did. Yep. And I took that photo, but also just sat there and just watched. But it was double rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, it was just so beautiful. The sky was like blue and, well, of course, but like pinky and purple. So it was, gorgeous.
Oh, girl. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. I was kind of hanging out in your neck of the woods. Well, growing up, at least. I was just outside of Chicago. In St. Charles, Chicago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I ask?
Yeah.
What the hell were you doing there?
We were at a toy show there.
Oh,
it was humongous.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just so funny that the people who collect toys or sell toys, no matter where you go, there's just that same kind of really fun culture.
Uh-huh.
And just,
I mean, you guys are into toys.
You never know. You never know what people collect and what they're into, and that sometimes that where you live really doesn't matter. It's a common community kind of thing.
Everybody had Milky the Cow growing up, you know.
Everybody did. Everybody in our age group had Milky the Cow.
I unfortunately didn't.
No, I know.
But I've never seen one of those in person.
You haven't?
I have not. And I look for them for you.
Hell. I know.
Here's Milky, the marvelous milking cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a feeling the pail.
She drinks water and goes pretend milk.
Milky the marvelous milking cow.
Milky the marvelous milking cow with pretend milk tablets. She's new from Kenner.
She's new from Kenner.
They probably rotted from the inside, so they didn't probably age very well unless you did. If you milked
it
a lot,
clean it out.
Yeah.
Again, you put a pellet in her butt, or forgot what it was, but you put a pellet somewhere, and then you poured water in its butt, and then you pumped the tail, and then it made fake milk.
Which really isn't accurate.
And then you.
Why didn't you actually have to pull on the teats?
I don't know. Well, no, you did. You had to milk.
You did. Oh, you used the.
What was it?
I don't even know.
Tail action and the teat action? What's going on?
The tail and the teat.
Wow.
Which is going to be a chapter in my autobiography, too.
That's
like a double rainbow.
Tail and the teat.
It was like a double rainbow.
Yeah.
I do actually have a pretty funny video as I was trying to get there, and Angel's going, oh my God. Like the double. double rainbow
yes.
guy. I've never seen this before. It's like Fruit Loops.
It's like Fruit Loops?
Yeah, I should share that. It's pretty funny. It was cracking me up. But I did have Giordano's pizza. I know that you, the double dish, the deep dish pizza, the Chicago deep dish.
Giordano's.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
Close. It was delicious. And then
good?
Mitsuya, there's a Japanese market. It's in Arlington, Illinois.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Oh.
So, yeah, we had some tempura, and they have ramen and gyozas. Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look at you.
It was a culinary feast as well, or trip. So,
now,
but you went on a different kind of trip, so.
I went on a different trip.
Yeah.
And I went back to Indiana to reunite. I had actually my real high school reunion this weekend. I say that because my real high school reunion back in June, there's like seven people that showed up and only two of those I wanted to see. So this was by far the real one. All of my friends that basically my entire social circle, sans one, was not able to attend the one back in June. So we started planning our own. I should say the ladies started planning it, and I just went along for the ride as I have tended to do for 25 years. So they planned it. We planned for this weekend. So we all met up in Indianapolis because two of us live in Indianapolis, and the rest of us came. One lives in Virginia/by Washington, D.C. The other lives in Lansing, Michigan. Myself, of course, live here, and then and my friends Angie and Mish live in the Indianapolis area. So for this one, we decided I would fly there. So as is usually the case with me and travel, something always happens. And I'm proud to say, because I think it's only fair, I tweeted this last night, I think it's only fair that since I bust on Burke Airlines... I think it's only fair when I bust on them that if I have a great experience, I should tell them too, right, Lex?
Absolutely.
I should, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I should
yeah.
be totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
I will say right off the bat, Burke Airlines was fantastic.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to start with the positive today, Lex. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I got dropped in my head last night. But I'm going to start with the positive and not me raging on something. I had, and this is no exaggeration, this is not an untruth, I had the best flight attendant I've ever had in my life last night.
Nice.
On the flight back. And I wrote her name down on my phone because I knew I would get to this point, Lex, and I would not remember her name. So I put it in my notes. Look, there it is right there.
Okay.
Her name was Julie. So if there's anybody listening that works for Burke Airlines, Delta, she was on the Indianapolis to Minneapolis flight at 6:25. And she was the sweetest. We got done. We landed. Remember, Jace, stick with the positive. We landed, and she was handing coats to everybody. And individually, Lex, she went from row to row. She was like, I just want to say thank you very much for traveling with us. And then she came to me. I just want to say I really, really appreciate you traveling with us. And gave like a personalized goodbye to all of the passengers that she was dealing with. And I was like, criminy niddles. This is fantastic. And she was lovely. She was charming. When we boarded the plane, the captain came over, and because I thought there was going to be hanky panky, Lex. I thought there was going to be Harry Carey because I got on the damn thing.
Hanky,
and first
panky.
Of all,
what?
No, hold on a minute. Hold on, Lex. Because I got on the damn thing, and well, before I got on it, I looked out the window, giant windows at the Indiana airport, which, by the way, is a gorgeous airport. Now, I used to think it was more gorgeous than ours, but no, nothing is more gorgeous than our airport. I'm just going to say that again.
Yeah, it's
getting
better and better.
Oh, my God. Lex, you realize. Anyway, we'll save that for the next segment. But anyhoodly, so I look out the window, Lex, and I felt like I did when you and I were traveling to Dallas that time. I look out and the plane is the size of a smart car. I mean, it didn't look that big. It was a commuter plane. And I'm like, oh, crap. It looked like a pencil/smart car. slash golf cart and a slash Toyota Corolla. And I thought, oh, I don't like small planes. It freaks me out. But she could. So we get in and the pilot comes on to greet us. And this is, you know, this is what I do not want to hear. And I was in a good mood, too. Everything was kind of going smooth. So this is what the captain says.
Good morning. And I'm sorry. Good evening. And welcome to Delta Flight. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to be going up at about 30,000 feet. And the weather in Minneapolis looks absolutely beautiful. But unfortunately.
Now, see, and right there when he said, unfortunately, Lex, my butt clenched. You know, I immediately...
That's you usually not followed by something positive.
Thank you, Lex. You don't ever want to hear your captain say, unfortunately.
But the weather's nice.
That's where I was, right, Lex? Weather was nice in Minneapolis. That's right.
Well, weather's looking really good in Minneapolis. But unfortunately, if you look at the radar, getting to the north, storm systems all in our path. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
That's not what I want to hear. I don't want to hear
any from the thing from the pilot, to be honest with you. But
just fly the plane.
But here we go. Again, trumpeting Delta and Julie and the whole flight crew. Lex?
Yes?
We had about 30 seconds of insane turbulence, and that was it. He flew us around, and we had a rather smooth ride. And I looked at the damn radar. You know I did,
yeah.
Lex.
I went
right on the Weather Channel as soon as he said that. And he was right. There was a giant low-pressure system there. And he and the co-pilot did a wonderful job. So Delta Burke Airlines, thank you very much. It was a delightful trip.
Wonderful.
That's right.
I can't wait to hear about your ghost adventure or whatever that was. I'm just watching this.
Okay,
what the heck?
Okay, Lex, you would have loved this. Lex, you would have been right up there with us. Okay, so two things.
What are those pictures?
I'll explain. Stop watching it, Lex.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, if you guys want to follow along and you're at home, go to my personal Facebook page. But when we come back, I'll tell you the one, and it had nothing to do with the airline, the one gross thing that happened on the flight. Plus, as Alexis just pointed out, I have a creepy story to tell you right after this.
Context. The dawn of breaking of the new moon with Batwing.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
To this day, we still don't know what she meant right there. We still have, as many years ago, we still have no idea.
The dawn of breaking of the new moon with Batwing.
No, we still have no idea what she was referring to. That's Alexis Out of Context. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, 5:49. So, as Alexis alluded to, so we were in Indianapolis. I was reuniting with my high school four. Starting with the positive. My goodness, I said it on Friday, and I felt it several times during the week, especially when we had a few cocktails in our belly. I actually cried a few times because I looked around the room. And I just felt so very lucky because these women know me better than most human beings, and they're just delightful. And there's a comfort in being around people who know you, who do not judge you, and you can 100% be yourself without any type of costumes or layers. And so first and foremost, that's the most important thing. But we did an Airbnb, which I have never done, Lex.
Okay.
I've never done an Airbnb. But again, I let the professionals do it. I let the two women that live in Indianapolis organize and find the house or whatever.
Oh, so we're going to blame them for the ghosts. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did. Totally, Lex. So I'm familiar with the area of Indianapolis that it was in. It was actually across from the neighborhood of one of my friends. So we pull in. I get the flight there, like I said, was easy as pie, except for one aspect. And I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But so I pull right into the house and I walk in. And it's like a ranch style. I'm guessing mid-century Lex, late 60s, early 70s. You know, the reddish brick. Y'all can get the visual. And, you know, there it looks like there had been some additions to the house over the years. And nice. I walk, yeah.
Lots
so
of
I
space.
Walk in, lots of space, and it was lovely, like well kept. The family that does this house knows what they're doing. They have a manual. The beds are all brand new. I mean, it's an Airbnb that's run right, and it's delight. It was wonderful, wonderful experience. But I don't know if these were family members or whatever. But if you look at my personal Facebook page, you'll see the video. In the hallway, first of all, there's like this red wallpaper in the main entryway and into the dining room that leads into the bedroom or leads in the hallway to the bedroom. And I look to my left, and as I'm walking to put my luggage, I hear the girls and the ladies and the my friends in the living room are like, "Jace, don't look at the pictures. Don't look at the pictures. It's going to freak you out." And I looked, and oh my goodness, they're like those classic older photos. And I know I was told on social media and I knew it already. I know that people back then didn't smile in photos. They're all supposed to look miserable. Mm-hmm. But my goodness.
They're probably hungry.
Oh, these photos,
they
like
all
the
had
one
resting bitch face.
They all had resting biatch faces. They all looked like they were in these pictures all looked like they should be in the opening title sequence of American Horror Story. And then the one woman, as I'm doing this video, I did a video with the girl with the ladies on Saturday. We realized that one of them looked like Marie Callender. She looked just like we're like, "We love your pot pies, lady. We love your pot pies." So then I venture to the back of the house where there was an addition, and there's a stairway, a brick stairway leading into the basement. Well, in front of the stairs, like there's this half door that's locked. And we're like, "Oh, maybe we shouldn't go down there." Well, of course we did.
We grabbed
the camera and we went down there, and it was an unfinished basement. I take my camera and the ladies went with me, and we felt like we were on a Scooby-Doo mystery. And we go, and my friend Angela turns to the right. And she goes in a room, and all I hear, and you can hear this in the video, she's, "Jace, come here, Jace." And I come in the room, and in the room on the side, there's nothing else in this room but a single rocking chair.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect. Which go sit down there in the dark.
Which by itself doesn't seem weird. But when you're in a creepy, unfinished basement built in the late 60s, y'all know those basements.
Ooh, yeah.
And there's this room that's totally empty, but a rocking chair. We freaked the blank out. It was it was so fun. And so we ventured, and there's another little cubby hole, and Ann scared me, and I screamed like an 11-year-old. I mean, it was just, we got out of there. And come to find out, our friend Sheila, in the middle of the night, went down there and moved the rocking chair because she was hoping we would go back down there, and we never did. And she admitted that to us yesterday. She admitted that to us yesterday at lunch. She goes, "Guys, can I just tell you something?" And we're like, "Yeah, what?" This was like our farewell lunch yesterday afternoon. She goes, "I went down there when everyone was asleep, and I moved that rocking chair because I thought for sure that Jace, because she thought I was going to go back down there for the TV show." And I said, "Oh, crap." I said, "Because that, Lex, that would have freaked me out. I would have been, that would have scared the pajeebies out of me."
Oh, my God.
Because I kind of sort of thought that the house was a little haunted. I got a room by myself, and I had a really hard time sleeping the first night because the furniture was very like, you know, there's ornate decorations, and it just kind of creeped me out. I felt like and then the closet had locks on it. So I'm like, "Oh my goodness, what's in the closet?" And then underneath my bed, I kept checking under the bed because there was a lot of space down there. So I'm like, there could be someone hiding under there. You know what I mean? This is an elaborate plot. So anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at that.
The chair. The
rocking chair right
now.
I know.
Wow. It's on my Facebook page, everybody.
Can you imagine just going down there to read? I mean, what? Why?
Why? Why is there a single rocking chair in there? I have no idea. Probably to freak people out like me.
Yeah, maybe.
Know.
Or if you need a little hot second by yourself.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll take a dip into Hot Topics, and then a little bit later, I will tell you the one very gross thing that happened on the way there, and shockingly, it led to me engaging with somebody on social media that really disagreed, and I couldn't believe that they disagreed. What am I talking about? You'll find out a little bit later. Stay with us, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Ah!
Entertainment.